Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday, June 25th. It is a Thursday. We are excited. Well, I am.
Great.
Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Are you excited about Thursday?
I don't think I am.
No, huh? Nothing to excite you today, huh?
No.
Oh, well, you know, things always develop. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know.
You just never know. So how are you doing this morning, Jen?
I'm doing well.
Yeah, you have a busy day ahead of you?
I do, and I woke up to the weirdest text message ever.
Really?
Yeah.
From whom?
Some guy I met on Tinder. And it was, like, disturbing.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, can you share it with us?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, it's just...
The
so
weirdest text.
Awful. Wow. I can't even.
So tell us how long you've been corresponding with this. Have you met him yet?
No.
Oh, okay.
We've been speaking for like a couple of days.
Okay.
And so he seemed like a decent human. He's like a Jewish guy from Florida. He's like 6'2", has a normal job, like seemed decent enough.
Right.
I should have known, though, by his photos that he, like, had douchebag written all over him.
Right.
But I was still going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
So we were texting back and forth. And then yesterday he sent me, like, an unsolicited photo of, like, him just without a t-shirt on and, like, in his bathroom.
Right.
I'm like...
And this is supposed to turn you on?
I guess. I don't know.
Right.
And he sent, like, a wink after. And then I was like... Didn't know what to say, so I was like, tattoos, cute, see you tomorrow, what's the plan? I never hear back from him again. And then this morning I wake up to, painful, come over, hook up, eat, hook up, smoke, hook up, pass out. I wrote, I'm going to pass, bye.
Wow.
I mean, the nerve.
Wow.
The nerve.
He doesn't even know you yet.
No.
Wow. That's taking a big chance.
I mean, I would guess it probably works on someone.
Right.
But it must
well,
have had success with that at some point, because why would he do it? I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe that's the type of woman he's attracting, and apparently you're not the right one.
Right.
And maybe he was trying to fit you into that, whatever he was trying to find.
Maybe. I don't know. I honestly, I wish there was like a Tinder police that would go and arrest him for bad behavior or something. There are so many like accounts on Instagram that are like Tinder nightmares where you can screenshot conversations and send it to them.
Really?
So I think I might do that.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I don't know. I've given up on Tinder. But I guess it does work for you, which is nice.
And, I don't know that it works.
But now let me ask you this. What was it that you said you looked at the picture and you should have known? What does that mean?
Because you can tell by a certain person, like their exterior, what kind of person they are. I'm sorry, you can.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
This guy was a stereotypical D-bag.
Douchebag.
Yeah.
Really? Just from the picture?
Yeah.
Wow. So, but you gave him the benefit of a doubt.
Right. I was like, maybe those tattoos are from like earlier mistakes he made as a younger guy. Or like maybe he doesn't know how to smile in photos. So he's like super selfie serious. I don't know. It's very apparent. And I was nicer than I should have been.
Well, yeah, that's true. At least not wasted as much time, you know. But you never know.
I didn't waste that much time.
At least he didn't send you a penis picture. That's pretty good. You
know,
some guys do that as well.
That is so bizarre.
I know. I know. But, you know, look, I understand. But what this guy failed to understand, and I think a lot of guys, is that women are not going to be, like, totally needing your body when you send the body shot. You know, I mean, yeah, some women like it. They think it's cool. But I don't think it's going to, like, it doesn't do it in the same way as if a woman sends a topless picture or something.
Right. Yeah, you we're know, not like
not
that.
The
but
same.
Also, what was he thinking?
Yeah. I don't know. Again, you know, maybe he was hoping. He obviously didn't do enough research to know who he's talking to.
No, clearly not.
No. Wow. Well, so the search continues for you, Jen.
Honestly, the search is going to stop.
Must be tiring for you, huh?
Oh, my God, it's so exhausting.
To go through so many people and you can't really connect with anyone.
No.
Yeah, well, maybe there's a lot of douchebags out there. Maybe the good ones are taken, you know.
Maybe.
Yeah.
My person's probably just getting out of a bad relationship, and I'll meet him later.
Exactly. Yeah, you're just waiting in the wings. And he's going to arrive on his white horse and sweep you off your feet.
Maybe
that'll happen.
Hope so.
Figuratively speaking, you know. But he'll probably come in his white Porsche instead of a white horse.
I don't really like when men drive white cars.
God, you have an opinion about everything.
I know.
Huh? What do you mean? Well, what's wrong with a man driving a white car?
It's a girly color.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Or red. Then you're just also a douchebag.
Yeah. Then you really want to stand out.
Yeah.
I don't know why you would.
No.
Yeah. In my next car, I'm taking off my personalized plates. I don't need people to know where I am and what I am and who I am. You know, so... So you don't want to identify yourself, you know. A red car makes you stick out like I can't tell you what.
It's just flashy and stupid.
It is, you know. I mean, there's so many black cars in L.A. that any other color just stands out, you know.
I mean, I have a white car, but I'm a girl.
Yeah, I guess you're right. But I don't know. White is okay, but I don't find it that attractive. It only looks good on new cars. But
yeah, my car is filthy and disgusting.
No, I just mean the white eventually sort of like fades and become yellowish and stuff.
Yeah.
And then it's not as cool as when it was brand new.
I mean, it's
but,
my
you know,
car
you look
was
at a,
gorgeous when I first got it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, you look at a brand new Mercedes or something, they look pretty hot, you know. They look pretty classy, I think.
In white?
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, women should drive that.
Okay.
Men can drive black cars or gray cars.
Yeah. To me, if it was up to me, men would not be driving Mercedes at all. I think that's a female car.
Yeah, I think...
In general, I think BMW is more appropriate for guys.
Yeah.
You know. But a lot of people drive Mercedes here. There's more Mercedes than Toyotas here.
Well, good for all the people that can drive Mercedes.
Exactly. What's funny is the guys that spend so much money, you know, they're spending their entire salary on getting like a sports car or something, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like a high-end sports car. And then you don't know what the hell's going on, you know? Here, our guest just walk in. We'll get to her in just a second. And if you want, you can pull another chair from the waiting room there. They're like little chairs, and you can come and join us there. And so, you know, yeah, you get a sport car, and it's like, come on, man, you know.
Yeah.
It's like, and you know they're spending $1,000 a month on that car.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But, plus gas, plus maintenance. Plus.
But they have to be caught with it, you know. I mean, they have to, everybody has to see them.
Right.
So, yeah.
Priorities.
Yeah. And, so, you know, that's what happens. What's going on with your friend that was going on Survivor?
She's
what's
on
her
it.
Name? I forgot.
Monica.
So she's on it now, right? But we don't know what's going on until...
We have no idea. We don't know if she's still on. We don't know if she was voted off because they're sequestered.
Right.
Until the duration of the show.
Right.
So she's been gone, a month?
Mm.
She left right around Memorial Day. So that was like a month ago.
Right.
And I think it's a two-month process.
Really?
Two or 3 months.
Yeah, like 39 days, isn't it, or something?
No, that's how long she was on last time.
Oh, I thought the whole show goes for, like they film over 39 days.
Oh, maybe. And she made it to, like, day 33, I think is what it was.
Right, maybe something
okay,
like
yeah,
that.
So if it's 39 days, then they should be done soon.
Yeah, that's true. That's about a month and a half or so.
I'll know more when she gets back. I mean, she won't obviously tell me what happened.
Right. She can't.
No, but so I'll know if she's back.
Yeah.
Know, she's alive. So.
Right, cool. Well, that's nice. I just wanted to bring this up because this is relevant to me, I guess. They're protesting Uber in France now.
Why?
And it turned into a violent protest. Courtney Love was caught in the middle of it. And apparently somebody was like banging on her car with baseball bats and stuff when she was in an Uber car. She says some drivers didn't want to pick her up even. So apparently... What happened is the courts there decided that it's not legal to do this, that they have to be licensed, the Uber drivers. But Uber's fighting this and saying, you know, we're being legal about this. There's nothing illegal about what we're doing. So, but this just goes to show you, you know, and we've been talking about how this disrupted the taxi and limo industry, and you see that they're hurting. But that's the thing, is that people can't accommodate change, and you know, they think they have a monopoly on transportation.
Yeah.
Which makes no sense at all.
No, I think that, you know, obviously things are changing.
Yeah.
So, like, this is a new product and a new system, and it just, everyone else has to adjust. The industry changes. That's what happens.
Yeah, exactly. Every, you know, everything changes with technology and all that, and people have to get used to it. You can't just, like, start violence over everything that you don't, that you're not happy about.
Right.
You know. So, yeah. Anyway, so that's that with Uber. It's funny because people ask me while I'm writing if I had any like special, important, memorable instances. And quite frankly, I haven't had any, and I'm glad about it. You know, people constantly warn you about unruly passengers and everything, but yeah. And then this morning I get up. Oh, you know what? I shouldn't even bring this up. There was like dog shit in my elevator this morning. And I don't know who put that there. We're not even allowed to have dogs in that building. And I thought I was going to die, Jen, because I'm especially sensitive to that kind of smell. So I thought people should know that.
Yeah, yikes.
Yeah, it was very important. One more thing I wanted to bring up is my mom has had like back problems. You know what? Let's get to our guest now. So our guest just walked in the studio, and we have Terlyn Ramsey in the studio. Welcome to the show, Terlyn.
Hello. How are you?
Good, good. Welcome. So you're visiting us from another place, right?
Well, I kind of live in Florida and here, kind of in between.
So. Oh, so you live here too?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I thought you were in New York or something. I thought you, your publicist says something about being in New York.
Oh, where are you? I've been in New York a lot of times.
I see. Okay, so I just assume you live there. So, so you live here part of the time too, though, right?
Yeah.
Very cool. And were you born here?
No, I'm a Florida girl. I was born in Florida.
Oh, really?
What part of Florida?
Melbourne. Y'all wouldn't know. You know Melbourne?
My dad lives
there. Do you
know
Melbourne?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Somebody knows Melbourne. How great.
Yeah. My dad lives there. I'm from Miami, but he moved up there like recently.
Yay.
Really?
That's good. I feel so good. Nobody ever knows about Melbourne. So
wow. I've heard of Melbourne, Australia, but that's about it.
That's right. So, that's what they always say.
So they have one in Florida, too.
Yeah.
I see.
Kind of like by where the space shuttle goes off, mm-hmm. Cocoa Beach, not that far.
I see. Okay, well, nice. And so at what point did you move here?
Well, just a couple of months ago, kind of not moved, but definitely we have a place while I'm recording and just kind of working out and doing music and stuff.
Uh-huh.
So it's good.
Very cool. So, I mean, do you find that you have a lot of things to do in Florida too? I mean, as far as your career and everything?
Well, definitely. I feel like LA is a great place for music and acting and all of the things that are quote unquote entertainment related for sure.
That's where it all happens, right?
Yeah. Florida is a great place to live if you've made a great career and you want to go retire.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think if you're trying to have a great career that you need to stay in Florida.
Yeah.
No.
Well, that's why Jen's here too. I think she feels the same way, right?
Where'd you come from? Miami?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, LA is definitely the place.
Yeah.
For sure.
Cool. Well, so so you're a musician, you're a singer, right?
Yeah.
Do you play any instruments at all?
I would love to tell you yes, but unfortunately, no.
Really? So do you write your own music?
I do. I mean, it's so weird because this whole process has just been different for me. I'm used to singing records that, you know, people give me songs.
Right.
But this time, I've kind of been very instrumental in writing records and kind of talking about the things that's in my heart. And, yeah, it's good.
I like it a lot. Do you compose the music as well to your songs?
Yeah, I kind of work with a guy. My manager was really great to get me a piano player since I don't play, but I hear the record, the music in my head.
Uh-huh.
And so basically he'll structure out my song because I'm telling him, no, that's not it. You have to play it like this. And so, yeah, I guess I kind of work with Leroy to kind of work on my tracks. Yeah.
Great. And you're able to come up with that without an instrument, right? I mean, that's pretty cool. Do you get like music?
It's weird. It's like I hear like... Stuff? everything. It's so strange. Really? I hear, like, you know, the lyrics and then the arrangement of the song and wow. how the piano should be played. And then if it has string arrangements, I'll hear that too. So it's weird.
Wow. Yeah, very cool. Well, you're very gifted, obviously. So maybe you should become a producer eventually, you know, like put a song together from scratch.
I've been trying. I mean, like, it's so weird because the things that I have been working on, it's kind of weird to kind of work with the band and to kind of see your ideas come to life. So right. For example, for the shows that I'm doing now, like, these are all my songs, and it's kind of weird to watch the band play what I'm telling them. I'm like, right, oh my gosh, this is so great. So yeah, I don't want to say I'm kind of like a little bit of a producer, but I'm trying to be like a little bit of a producer.
Well, you're still young. You have many years to get into it, you know, and gain a lot of experience and stuff.
Yeah, and then, definitely.
Yeah, and then you can actually get all this music and the arrangements in your head, and you'd be the fastest producer ever. It's like, hey, you know, it just appeared in my head this morning, and it's already produced and on the record by the evening, right?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah.
That would really be great. I hope it happens like that.
Yeah. So I imagine, like probably most singers, you started early on, right, in your life. Did you have an interest for singing early on?
I did. I definitely started singing early. I think the story that they tell me is that I picked up the mic when I was like one. Mm. So they said I called up to the really? In the choir stand, and I grabbed the mic and started to say,
Really?
Yes.
Wow, okay. So you were born for this.
I don't know. I mean, you think about it. My whole family sings, and my mom sings, and my family. So I think I definitely come from a lineage of musical people, for sure.
And that helps, right? I mean, because you have the support also. It's not like you have parents telling you, go get a real job, you know? Mm-hmm. You actually get the support that you need, because you need a lot of support when you go out on a limb like that.
Yeah, I would say the music business is a very brutal business, so right. you definitely need strong family support, or some support from somebody
right,
that is something like family, if right. not family, for sure, because you definitely can't do this by yourself
right.
at all.
Yeah, it's very difficult. So did you find like a mentor or something that gave you guidance and...
Yes,
yeah,
I did. I have like, I think my core support system, I feel, is a great support system. I have a great manager that is just very supportive and caring and understanding and pushes me to my dreams and tries to help make open the doors, you know, to make my dream a reality even more. And that's all you can ask for, somebody that supports you and that's there and that can try to, if she can't connect the dots, she'll go find the people who can connect the dots. And
right.
I think it makes great, you know, it makes great sense for sure.
Yeah, there you go. Because, you know, as a musician, you are rarely like a business person, you know. You don't know what's going on, but, you know, you need to be promoted. You need to be managed in your career. And that's what happens, you know. So you need someone who knows their stuff.
Right.
So you can trust them.
Yeah, for sure. You definitely do. Yeah. I think...
So when did you meet her? What's her name?
My manager's name is... Well, we call her Doc.
Okay.
She's a real doctor, for real.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
And what?
She's an eye surgeon.
Oh, no way.
Ophthalmologist. I know, it's crazy, right? Such a crazy combination.
Wow. So when does she find time to manage you?
She does. I don't know. She never sleeps.
Really?
Wow. Like, she sleeps a little bit and then works with me a lot and then sleeps a little bit and then just works more.
Yeah.
So,
huh?
Yeah.
Very cool. So you get some guidance and stuff. Then as you grew up, did you start singing at church and things like that as well?
I did. I grew up singing at church. My grandma was a pastor, and I started, you know, singing gospel music and, you know, listening to old, you know, like your Mahalia Jackson records. And then I know it's going to sound so crazy, but I used to love to listen to Elvis sing the gospel songs.
Really?
I did think it was incredible.
Elvis sang gospel songs?
Yeah, he did. He has lots of them. Like, seriously, you have to listen to him. He sounds like amazing singing them.
Wow.
And then between that and then Whitney Houston, clearly, everybody knows, listening to Whitney Houston, and it's just great.
Right, yeah. So I see you have an a cappella here of her song. Do you want us to play it?
Are you going to play my Whitney Houston?
Well, I don't know. That's a link they put
on
here.
OMG. So. Okay.
Why? You don't like it?
I'm closing my eyes.
So we need to find some of your songs. Nobody sent me links to your songs, but do we have them on YouTube? Do you want us to play anything? Or?
Oh, sure. We can find stuff.
Yeah?
We thought we sent you music.
Well, never mind. It's okay. So we'll play whatever we can find here, you know. I see there's... There's something with you here singing in the City of Refuge Church in L.A.
Uh-oh. No.
You don't want that one. Okay.
You can play the Whitney one. I Want to Run
Whitney
to You.
The Whitney one? Okay,
yeah, that was a good
run
one.
To you. Okay, yeah, let's play a little bit of that so we can get an idea of your singing and discuss it a little more intelligently. So here we go, Terrellyn Ramsey.
That when you look at me, there's so much that you just don't see. But you would only take.
Well, what happened?
I know in my heart you find.
That's some song to take on, huh? Wow. Oh, okay, it ends here. I don't know why so abruptly, but this is cool. So you sang this at a church.
Whoops. No, my publicist set up a show for me.
Oh, look what I'm... It says this is the next video, is the one at the church. Okay. You see how much I'm paying attention. YouTube moves faster than I am. But go ahead.
No, my publicist set up a show for me in New York at this club called SOBs. Mm-hmm. So it's like a famous club. And so I sang... Whitney Houston a cappella there.
Right.
And so I think that was from that performance. Wow. That was like last month or the month before.
Oh, okay.
So it was kind of
recent.
Yeah. Like definitely my most recent thing for sure.
Really? Cool. Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a website?
I do.
Okay. So maybe we can find some music on your website. No?
Yeah.
Okay. So what is it?
Terrellyn, TarrellynRamsey.com.
Okay. You know what? The best thing to do is to Google it, and I'll find it in a minute.
Wow.
Because, otherwise it's like you start dealing with the spelling and everything. There we go. Okay. Okay, there you are. So, TarrellynRamsey.com. You guys can go to the website and follow with us, and we're going to bring this up as soon as it comes up. But... here it comes. Okay, great. So we'll play some music from this in a minute, and because I want to get some idea of your songs and everything, because you have a great voice.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I mean, to take on a song like that, that's not simple. It's not a simple like song, It's like all over the place, right? Up and down. And
yeah, Whitney. Really, to sing like anything by Whitney or Mariah or Celine, or I would say. Those are great singers. They are the best voices of our time.
Yeah, yeah.
So those are hard
Especially
songs.
Especially Mariah Carey. I mean, the heights that she gets to with her voice is just unbelievable.
Yeah, that range is
insane. Do you think
she can
actually reach that in, like, live performance, or is it just, like, in the recording? Yeah.
No, I've definitely heard performances before where Mariah really actually sang those notes.
Really?
I think I was watching something a couple of months, maybe 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, and she was doing a performance. It was like at Disney or something with her backup singers, and she was hitting these notes, and I was like, wow. And you clearly knew that it wasn't pre-recorded, that it was really her singing that.
Right.
It was great.
That's amazing. I love high voices, a lot in rock music, you get guys that have like really high voices, and it just sounds better. Sometimes you wonder why do you have to go so high, but it sounds good. The voice is an instrument, and
that's
what people don't understand. And it's like you have to find your range and where it sounds its best.
Yeah, it's kind of like with a runner, you know how they have to take care of themselves and train. I would say music is kind of the same way.
Right.
As a singer, you have to really protect your voice because it is an instrument.
Right.
So you have to be careful what you eat, what you drink, how you take care of it, what you put down your throat.
That's true.
Yeah. It's because, certain things can really change it. Like acid reflux can change the tone. If you have persistent hoarseness, those things are very important to a singer for sure.
Yeah. Wow. There's a lot of things you have to worry about, you know. And so did you have to take any, do you still take like vocal coaching and things like that?
Okay, I have to tell y'all the funny story. I found this vocal coaching thing online, and that's what I use. The only vocal lessons that I've ever had was when I was in school. I did chorus, and so they taught you some things there. So I listened a lot and learned a lot. And then I've been afforded the opportunity to be on some shows, you know, like The Voice. And I did VH1 Born to Diva. And those shows, they give you vocal coaching. And I think his name is Rob, but he's a really famous vocal coach. So he does everybody from Rihanna to Christina Aguilera. And I've known him since I was like maybe 11, 12 years old.
Really?
And so it's funny because he came from not far from my town.
Right.
And the guy that actually got me my first record deal, it was like his really great friend. So it's so strange to walk into the voice room and he's like our vocal coach.
Wow.
So that's as much training as I've had.
Wow, that's cool.
So what's the class online that you take?
It's called Carol and Betty. I know it sounds so crazy, but you can download it out of the iTunes store, and it's just a lot of la 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 la, and then like me 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 me, and then I like, it's really a good thing. Like I used to use it a lot on my iPod, and then I broke it. Yeah, you know the story was coming, and I broke that iPod, but I got a new one. Just have to re-download it, but it's great.
Well, awesome. That sounds pretty good. Yeah, it's good that people can know about that. So let's get to some of your music here. And I don't know, I'm still looking here and I don't see any music on the website. Maybe you're, what's that?
YouTube, and I put her name in.
Right. Okay. All right. So we'll look on YouTube. I'll just go to YouTube and look you up and stuff. I think that'll be the best thing. And so in the meantime, so now, do you have any like backup singers and things like that?
Okay, so I just got a band.
Really?
Yeah, I did. So these past couple of weeks have been crazy. I got a new band, I have new singers, and they're all great. I love them all.
Really?
Such a family. Yeah. So I have 3 backup singers.
Wow, how cool. That must feel good, right? I mean, I like collaboration like that.
Oh, they're so great. Like, it's so weird to walk into the rehearsal hall and they're there. And then I have like the most amazing girl guitar player.
Really?
Her name's Ariana.
Whoa.
And then Dario plays for Tori Kelly. Uh-huh. And he plays for me too. So yeah, I have a great bunch of people. The guy Chris, that's like my MD, I've worked with him for years. And so it was kind of great to kind of pull together something great for the next couple of shows and kind of have a core group of people for once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, they told us here you're going to be on BET this weekend on the 28th, right?
Which I get to sing there. I'm so excited.
Really? So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, BET has the awards show every year. Most people know about it. It's the BET Awards. And then this year they decided to turn it into what's called the BET Experience, which has several different stages and different performances going on. And I perform on the Flavor stage on Sunday, the 28th. I think it's like at 2:00. So people can come out because it's free.
Yeah, and it's fun. It's probably outdoors, right?
Yeah, I think it's like on the inside, though.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's the Flavor stage. It's inside of, I think, the convention center.
Okay.
But there's tons of stuff going on there.
Right.
But if you guys want to see me perform, you can come. You don't have to pay anything. You can kind of just walk around. And
very cool.
Just support some of the vendors and just come and support.
So this is the BET Experience, and it's, what, it's Saturday or Sunday, did you say?
Yeah, well, it's an all-weekend event. So it starts tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's Friday, right?
Tomorrow's
Friday.
Yeah, I was like, I was confused. It starts tomorrow, Friday. Nicki Minaj performs, so they have their headliners. And then they have all of these other artists, you know, that's performing. And so I got included. And that's great. Anytime you get a chance to perform, like here, it can be career changing. So
that's
great.
That's awesome.
That's
Who
true.
Are you most excited to see?
You know, this is no lie. I'm really not attending a lot of shows, but I love watching the awards show. So I don't think I'm going to go, but I get a chance to kind of watch it and then maybe do an after party. But I love all of the artists. I love your singers. I love Beyonce. I love Chrisette Michelle. I love K. Michelle, believe it or not. I think she's incredible. I don't know who's up for awards this year. As far as guys, I love Trey Songz. I think mm-hmm. his voice is great. And I like this rapper guy named Kendrick Lamar. I say a rapper guy because I so don't listen, but I like his music. And then I bought Lecrae's album. Lecrae is a gospel artist who does a cross between like normal rap and like Christian rap. So he gives a message in his music.
Oh, good.
So yeah. So I like him too. So that's all I really know so far.
Yeah. Well, that's I think kind of rap music that's not as controversial, right? I mean, it's more.
Yeah, he gives a message. Like he talks about living your life to the fullest and following your dreams and basically picking up the broken pieces of your life and making something out of it.
Wow!
Everybody wants to hear that.
Yeah,
you know,
that's quite different from other rap songs I've heard.
Yeah, he's a good rapper. Like you should really look him up. He's a good rapper.
Really,
he has he has great message driven music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. So now, Terlyn, I'm on YouTube. What song of yours should we play? Which one should we? Which one do you prefer?
Champion.
Champion. Okay.
So you have to. I have to tell
you. Is that
you,
your new song?
It's a new song. But it's so not finished. So I sang it. I sang it at a show. So
but is it on YouTube though?
They record it and then they put it on YouTube. But yeah, you guys can hear it.
Okay, fine. We'll find Champ.
Champion.
Champion.
He called it Champ. Oh, it's too cute.
We'll find Champion. Whatever. Here we go. Okay. So, yeah, let's go ahead and play that. That's Terlyn Ramsey, and the song is Champion. So this one is. Sound is bad on it. Yeah, it's like the sound is bad on it. I don't know why, but it's distorting. But that's okay. Maybe
the song sounds like it's awesome though.
It's a great song. It's a song about empowerment. I feel like sometimes life can make you feel like you're not a champion because sometimes if you don't accomplish a certain goal, or if things don't work out a certain way, but I think everybody has an inner champion. And so it's a song that basically says, listen, I've won and I've lost. And that came from I was on a TV show and I got kicked off. I lost. And then it says, and then I learned what it is to have to pay the cost. And then it says, I'm stronger now, but I've been weak. So like, just because I look like I'm strong now doesn't mean that I've never been weak.
Right.
And then it says, but life knocked me down and I had to fall down on my knees. And it says, I'm wise now, but I've been foolish.
Right.
Because so many times, like when you're young and you're trying to figure out your path in life, you're foolish. You make stupid mistakes, dumb decisions. And it basically is a song, which is about saying, but no matter what happens, I'm still a champion.
Yeah, that's true. Do you want to sing a little bit of that now?
Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Well, I don't know. I know I'm putting you on the spot.
With my 9 o'clock in the morning voice? All right, let me get a beat.
Yeah, because you can hear it very well here.
Okay, y'all got to help me. Y'all got to be audience.
Okay.
Okay, so here we go. One, two, three. I won and I've lost. I know what it is to have to pay the cost. Stronger now, but I've been weak. Life knocked me down. I had to fall down on my knees. I'm wise now. I've been foolish. Many things I did was oh so clueless. I couldn't see inside of me, blinded by my insecurity. One day I looked in the mirror. Hey.
Very cool.
Everything got clearer. That's it.
Very nice.
It's
I
really
love
great.
It. Very cool.
Have you been compared to like Jennifer Hudson before? Because I mean, I heard it when we were playing.
Everybody says that sometimes. Yeah, not everybody says, "Oh, you remind us of Jennifer Hudson."
Yeah,
I hear it a lot for sure.
Yeah, well, that's good. But you have your original style and everything, I'm sure, right? Which you bring to your music.
I'm definitely trying to do something different, for sure. I think I definitely love rock music. Mm-hmm. And because I am a gospel girl,
right.
I think the gospel part of me comes across.
Uh-huh.
But at the end of the day, I like to tell people that I'm a little bit of, I love Christina Aguilera,
uh-huh.
I love Jessie J, and I love Whitney Houston with a rock edge, for sure.
Yeah.
Mixed with some gospel up in there. So when you throw it all together, you get Taryn.
Yeah. I mean, you'll definitely stand out with rock gospel type
Yeah, we
of
call
music,
it rock gospel pop. Yeah. Pop inspirational, for sure. That's what they say.
Yeah, that's true. So what is pop inspirational? Tell us a little bit about that. Is that, does the inspiration come from the melody part too, or just the words?
No, I think the inspirational part of it is because it's message driven. When I say message driven, it's about life and doing something better and becoming better and following your dreams. And my music, I feel like, is music to heal, music to give hope, music right. to make people want to be better, and sometimes they want to feel good and dance too. Like, I just did an EDM song. Like, can you imagine? I never did one before, so I like really? This one a lot. But it's still a message. They can play it in the clubs. You can shake your booty to it, but it's definitely, it still has a message. Pop is because it's popular music, right. So we're trying to challenge music by using some of the same rhythms and some of the same production elements and some of the same things that you hear in pop music today that's right. on the radio and my music. And so we call it pop inspiration.
Yeah, very cool. Well, you see, there you go. So you've got your unique niche there where you can actually take it in different directions and stuff.
Yeah, know? I definitely hope so.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as it touches people and people love it, that would be great.
Yeah.
And if I could say one dream come true, it would be for people to really get inspired, to want to be better, to get hope. If they're feeling sad and they put on a Taryn song, that they feel happy.
Right.
If they feel down and want to give up when they hear my song, they want to believe again. And right. they do believe again. Like, I have a song called Fly. And the story was, they said if a bird was to ever break its wing, it could never fly again. Well, my song kind of challenges that
really?
From a different perspective. And it says that, yes, you can fly. You may have to tape your wing up.
Right.
You may have to go get some quick surgery, but you can still fly.
Right.
So you may not have everything that you need to have, but you can still get where you're trying to get to as long as you have tenacity and perseverance, that you can still make your dreams come true.
That's cool. So, I mean, is that derived from some of your experiences in your own life?
It is all of my life.
Really?
I think that's the one great thing about my music now, is that I definitely feel like I'm not alone in that struggle, that I'm not the only girl that wakes up some days and says I want to give up.
Right.
You know, I'm not the only. It was so funny. We were renting a car yesterday, and there was this lady who worked at a record company, and she was clearly really stressed out. And so she says, I'm here for the BET Awards, but I just want to give up. I was like, no, girl, you can't give up. And it was funny that she worked for a record company. She said this.
Right.
So that really encouraged me, because just the day before that, I was feeling the same way.
Yeah.
Even though I sing what I sing, I still was feeling having a bad day.
Yeah, that's true, because everybody does, right?
Yeah.
You can't always have it roses every day.
Absolutely. So it just made me feel really good that that she said that, and then I realized that it's okay to be human. It's okay to, but you have to figure out a way to just keep moving, though.
That's true, yeah. So now, can we hear any studio work that you've done? I mean, is there anything on YouTube? Because it all comes up as live things, so I'm not sure. But
I have a record on there called Up Against All Odds.
Up Against All Odds, is that on YouTube?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's see if we can find that. Up Against, yeah, I found it. Hold on a second.
I think they emailed you, actually, a link just
okay.
now.
Okay, well, I don't have my email with me. So that's a problem. This one, Up Against All Odds, it also... Oh, it's a music video. Okay, so let's go ahead with that. And so we can actually hear you singing with a good quality.
It should be really good. You know? Yeah, this is studio for sure. First
Born to Diva competition.
Sounds good.
Music's better, right?
Next
yeah.
diva is... Tara Lynn Ramsey! Congratulations,
that's Sharon Osbourne. Talking.
Yeah, she announced me the winner of this show. It's kind of cool. Really sweet lady.
Our love, the only thing that's true.
There you go. Finally something with good quality sound, you know?
Time. let God direct the path. Up against all odds, we were standing up against all odds, trusting and believing in the miracles of love. But still you will pull through. Hold on to your hopes and dreams, and there's nothing that you cannot do. Whoa. Up against all odds, we were standing up against all odds, trusting and believing.
Wow.
You have a beautiful voice.
Thank you. Now we can tell. Now we can feature your voice, and we know what you sound like, you know, rather than all the distortion we had there. But a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
I mean, come on. This is like professional quality here, you know?
Yeah, it was on my album. There's more songs on there. I guess I didn't understand. Had you asked me for, like, the studio stuff, I would have definitely told you where to go.
That's okay. That's fine. We found it. But, no, I mean, you have your own style, and yet, I mean, this is like professional caliber stuff, you know? I mean, this is like, it's not just somebody singing at a church. I mean, you know, this is reminiscent of Whitney and Mariah and that,
wow,
you know?
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You know, I mean, the thing is, when somebody puts in the work into it, then people realize it, you know. I mean, you can tell that you put everything into it and you take it seriously, and you should definitely win every competition you go on, you know.
Well, no, there will be no more competitions for me.
No competitions.
So what happens for you after the BET experience?
You know, I think I'm going to go back in the studio and finish working on records, because we have to get records done. And then I think that's it so far. Maybe more shows. Maybe go home back to Florida for a quick vacation and come right back.
Right.
Sounds like a plan.
But that's definitely your life. I mean, music is everything that you do. You don't really you don't pursue anything else. This is what you do. This is what you're going to do for the rest of your life.
Well, we would like to think so.
Right.
For
well,
sure. I mean, this is all I've done all my life. So.
Yeah, I mean, you have no option.
Right. We have no option.
Exactly.
Failure is not an option, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is that, you know, many movie stars and stuff say, like, I don't know what I would have done if I weren't an actor, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be doing anything. You know, this is the only thing that I can do.
And it makes you feel good. Like, yeah. I think there isn't anything, like, when I pick up a microphone. Okay, this is so funny. I feel like I touch heaven every time I pick up a microphone and I start singing.
Yeah.
It's like that. There is no greater feeling than that. And then to see people respond if you sing, maybe sometimes they cry, maybe sometimes they dance, maybe sometimes they just smile a lot and get really happy. There isn't anything else that's better, for sure.
That's true. I happen to love singing, though, but I never pursued it, so I sing amateurishly. But at the same time, I know the feeling. When you sing, it gives you the greatest feeling in the world.
Yeah.
Especially with the microphone and everything, not just in the shower.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you have your band, your music behind you.
Yes.
And all that.
And this is so weird, because even in rehearsals, oh my gosh, I just feel like I'm singing like a stadium full of people and nobody's there. It's just the band and me. Yeah. and I just sing my heart out. It's really crazy.
Very cool. So, I mean, do you have some advice for young people who want to also get started in music and pursue their careers and stuff?
Absolutely. I would first of all say that a lot of times artists do this for the love of the music. I think that's important, but I think you should definitely know the business, because at the end of the day, it is a business.
Yeah.
The music business is one of the most lucrative businesses in the world.
Right.
And if
even with everything going on with like Spotify and
it's
iTunes
crazy.
And all
yeah,
that.
But you can still make money. You got a tour. You gotta get on that road. You can still make money. If you're a great songwriter, there's still a different revenue streams. You can place movies and films, commercials. So I would definitely say explore all your options. Get a great team of people, because it is so true when they say, I know we say it with raising children, but I would say this, like, it takes a village to create a superstar.
Really?
For real.
Yeah.
No superstar, I don't care how talented you are, you don't become great by yourself.
Yeah.
You have to have people around you that can, you know, put you in certain places, believe in you, and then have people that you trust, because at the end of the day, it all means nothing if you can't trust the team.
Yeah,
of people,
I mean,
that
if
you're
putting your career in their hands, you know, I mean, you want somebody who's not gonna
and get a good lawyer.
Yeah,
you gotta have a good lawyer.
Yeah, good advice.
Make sure you know what you're signing.
Because everybody wants a piece of the action, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Like, it's just the stuff that people do, but you just have to have great people around you and have somebody that's going to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Don't have, I've learned, do not ever have a whole bunch of yes folks around you because they won't tell you the truth. You got to have somebody that's going to look at you in your face and be like, no, you look terrible in that. No, that song sounds a hot mess. No, you don't need to sing that record.
That's true. You
know what
that.
I'm saying? You got to have people around you that will tell you the truth.
That's true. Wow.
You might get mad, because I get mad. But you got to have true people around you to tell you the truth.
So for those of you just joining us, we're almost out of time, but we're talking to Tara Lynn Ramsey, and she's a singer who lives here and in Florida, and very talented. So your new single is Champion. Is it available yet? Can people...
Not available, and it's kind of like... I'm still finishing it. I kind of got thrown into singing it, which was weird, because you can't go sing old stuff when you're doing performances. So we had to kind of say, I have a new song.
Yeah.
So for all of my fans who know my music, I do have new songs. They put a version of it on YouTube. That's not the correct version. You guys will get a new version shortly.
Sounds good.
Yeah, so I'm really excited. But yeah, Champion is just technically my single. And, we have new songs coming too.
Cool. So we're looking forward to that. So, I mean, do you have like a date when it's going to be available?
We don't. Okay, this is no lie. I know it's going to sound so crazy. It's probably too much information. I am really going back in the studio tonight at Westlake here in LA, finishing records. So it's crazy.
Wow.
So I would say within the next couple of weeks, we should have something maybe that you guys can get on iTunes or... figure out with
That'll
my
cool.
team
I'm
what's going
to be the best.
I'm curious
to hear this song now.
It's a good song. It's like a power anthem. Like, you don't want to dance.
It.
Yeah.
It says, throw your hands up and say, I am a champion.
Love it. Also, can people watch the BET Experience if they're not physically in LA? Like, is it streamed somewhere?
I don't know about that. I should ask my publicist. He's here.
Yeah.
Brad.
Yeah, Brad. Does it get... does it get recorded, streamed anywhere?
Go online and watch it at BET.com.
Okay, go online and watch it at BET.com. There you go. That's simple enough.
Great.
Tara Lynn, any final words before we wrap up today?
I just want to say thank you for having me.
Of course.
It was really great.
Of course.
I like to talk, so this works out really good. And I like to meet people and like to talk, so it's really great.
Do you ever have to go on vocal rest before a show?
Okay, so this is no lie. This is the hoarse. I'm never hoarse.
Mm.
But like now, y'all heard it today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Did y'all hear it?
Uh-huh.
I'm really hoarse.
Oh, you sounded great to me.
No, girl, that's horrible. You don't even understand. So I literally just got to go to bed. There is no amount of vocal rest that's going to bring this voice back. I have to go to sleep. I got to find time to sleep tonight and tomorrow because we have a show. Oh, yeah. We have a show. Should I invite you to my show?
Yes. I didn't even realize you had one.
I have a show. Okay. I have a show, my own private showcase. My second one, but here in LA, my first one. Mm-hmm. It's going to be at the Record Parlor.
Uh-huh.
In Hollywood off of Cahuenga and Selma Avenue.
Right.
So we have red carpet starting at 7 and have
And what is that? What day?
It's Friday, tomorrow.
Friday, tomorrow.
Night.
Okay.
At 7. And then my actual performance is at about 9:30.
Wow.
So we have alcohol. It's free. You want to come get some?
Sounds like a party.
You want to come to my show?
Sounds like a party.
Yeah, I do.
Awesome. Well, we will be honored to have you.
Right. That's cool. And for those of you doubting Tara Lynn's ability to draw. I mean, you have like 120,000 views just for Up Against All Odds. So that's pretty cool. You're obviously touching a lot of people.
Oh, I hope so.
And that's amazing.
Thank you.
All right. Well, everybody check out TaraLynnRamsey.com. You can find out everything. Yeah, there's some videos, there's links to iTunes and everything, so if you guys want to find that. And apparently you can follow you everywhere on Facebook and Twitter and that
Instagram.
Through your website, so we don't need to give all that out. All right, well, Terilyn, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so
much. Much success to you.
Thank you.
And when you're like Whitney Houston number two, go
don't I don't know if you'll
us.
Ever be like a Whitney Houston number two, but I tell you one thing, those
but your
are some
voice
huge
is very reminiscent
shoes to fill.
Of her. Yeah, yeah, definitely. But your voice is way up there, I think.
Aww,
yeah.
Thank you.
Pleasure. So good luck on this weekend with all your performances and everything.
Yes, thank you.
And everybody go check her out if you're here in LA. And that's it for today. Jen, thanks.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, right here on LA Talk Radio.